It's a Squissette and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisiso, such a jam-packed Parsha, and we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor, perek lamed posuk yiralef. Hashem says to Moshe, Kisiso es rosh b'nei Yisrael l'pkdehem. Vinasnu ish kofer nafsho. When you're going, you're taking accounting of Klal Yisrael, you should give a machzit ha-shekel. Ze yitnu kol over apugudim, machzit ha-shekel. When you're counting Klal Yisrael, give them a machzit ha-shekel. Says Rashi, first Rashi, because it's always about that first Rashi, ki siso, ki shetachbos lekabo skumin yanom. When you want to go and take a number, ladat kamahim, to know how many they are. Al timnom legalgoles, don't count them by heads. Ela yitnu ko echon maxis hashekel. Every single, you should go and do maxis hashekel. That's why when you're counting for a minion, you say, Oshia samech, or not one, not two. Why? And we see this also by David HaMelech, that he went and he counted, and look what happened to him, Rashi brings down. And the first question that we have to ask, a very basic question, is why maxis hashekel? Why specifically half? Furthermore, there's a Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Coming close, Purim's getting there. And we know that Haman wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. So what did Haman do? Haman went and he started counting the shkolim. And the Gemara says over there in Megillah that Haman's shkolim that he went to go count turned out that we, when we're giving the shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash, that's how we went and we flipped Haman's decree of trying to wipe out Klal Yisrael. But what does it have to do with the Shkolim? What does Shkolim have to do with it? Question one. Question two. Again, there's a lot of things in this week's Parsha, obviously Cheta Ega, which we're going to talk about. But we talk about the mitzvah of Shabbos. We all love Shabbos. And it says something very interesting on Shabbos. Sheshes Yomim Periklam and Aleph Pasuk Tesvav. Sheshes Yomim Yasem Melacho V'Yom Hashi Shabbos Shabboson. Kodesh LaHashem Kol Osem Melacha B'Shabbos. Most you must, and you're not allowed to do any melacha. This Shamru B'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos. LaSos Es HaShabbos Sodor Yasam. You should go and you should do. Be'Niu Ve'im B'nei Yisrael Os Hili Olam. It's a covenant. It's an os. We know it's very interesting. The Gemara Menachos says that we know that our tefillin, when we wear tefillin every single day, it's an os. It's a sign, a covenant with Hashem. And when a man has a bris milah, it's an os. The first mitzvah that was given to Avraham is an os. And on Shabbos is an interesting discussion. The discussion about Shabbos is, are you allowed, should you wear tefillin or not? And the Gemara says in Menachos, you shouldn't wear tefillin, because you don't need two osas. You don't need three osas, only two. But it's very interesting. There's a Gemara that we all know, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that a person needs to give up his life for three things, Gilui Arayos, Shvichus Damim, and Avodah Zarah. But we know that Shabbos, Esa Meshech Chochma, Shabbos is so integral to the whole thing. So why don't you have to give up your life for Shabbos? Why is Shabbos different? What is about Shabbos that's different? And furthermore, it says, Ushmartem et HaShabbos. You should go and you should... What does that mean? Shmartem. Lashon plural. Why are we keeping a Lashon plural? Question three. Cheta Ego. All the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, the Achronim, everyone is trying to figure out how is it possible? How is it possible that Klal Yisrael got out of Mitzrayim, had a Yamsuf, got the Torah, and all of a sudden, they mess up on Chet HaEgel. How in the world did that happen? How did they mess up? They mamish spoke pal pal with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem came to them. And now all of a sudden, they get the Aseres HaDibros, and now all of a sudden, they're doing the Chet HaEgel. So let's just skies are over these points. Let's make sure we have it clear. The first question is matzah a shekel. Why specifically a half a shekel? And furthermore, what's that gemara that Haman wanted to bring the shkolim? And then we go and we use the shkolim to offer to the Beis HaMikdash in the first of Adar, says the gemara. Question two regarding Shabbos. Why by Shabbos is it not one of the things that you have to give your life up for? What's that about? And lastly, what was the sin of the Chet HaEgel? So, there's a very interesting discussion between Rashi and the Ramban of when this Parsha took place. When did Parshas Kisisa take place? So we know when you read the Chumash, we know that we're talking about all the Kelim, right? Truma and Tetzaveh, and you have all the Kelim, and then you have Parshas Kisisa. And the Ramban says, that's what we do. That's the order. But comes along Rashi, and Rashi says that Parshas Kisisa really comes before Truma and Tetzaveh. And the question is, why? So Rashi explains that the whole kapara of the Chet HaEgel was that the whole kapara of the Chet HaEgel was the Mishkan. Why? What? But then you have to ask yourself the obvious question. Why? What did they mess up in the Chet HaEgel? So Rashi comes along and Rashi tells us right away that what did they mess up? What did they mess up on? They messed up because it was the Eruv Rav. It's always that Eruv Rav. The Eruv Rav, the people, the troublemakers, and they get the whole nation riled up. So the Eruv Rav messed them up. The Ramban comes along and says, no. No, it wasn't the Eruv Rav. You know what happened? It was a lack of bitachon. They didn't have bitachon in Hashem. Where was the bitachon? Something goes wrong, and they don't know, and the Gemara tells us in Brachos that the Satan won and messed up the time, and they didn't know exactly what was going on, and then all of a sudden, they start questioning it. So, they had a lack of bitachon. However, comes along the Beis Halevi, and the Beis Halevi says a very famous idea. And this explains the connection. This explains the connection with the Mishkan. You know what happened with the Chet HaEgel? They used their own reasoning. They used their own logic. They said, you know what? Where is Moshe? Again, there's a whole discussion. Were they doing Avodah Zarah? Were they not doing? Was it Avodah Zarah or not? Were they just trying? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there, the greatest Navi. Maybe they needed to bring in another Navi. But clearly, they didn't do the Tzivo Yashem. They did whatever they thought what should be done. And whenever you do things that you think should be done, you're taking your own reasoning into your own hands. And you can't just go and take your own reasoning into your own hands. And that's why when you look at the Mishkan keeps on saying, Kasher Sivcha Hashem, Kasher Sivcha Hashem. That this Hashem commanded it. Hashem commanded, Kasher Sivcha Hashem. And this lesson is so important. Because a person has to realize, there's a lot of things that happen with the Chet HaEgel. When something went wrong, they didn't stop. They should have just stopped and said, okay, let us realize there's a problem here. There's a problem ahead of us. But now that there's a problem ahead of us, now what do we do with it? Do we jump to conclusions and think of the worst? Or do we wait it out? And do we see? Do we have, like as the Ramban says, do we put the bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam? Do we realize that He has a plan for us? That's one idea that they jumped. The other idea, you know what happened here? When they got the Torah, and they're on such a high level, that was tremendous. However, that was more on an inspirational level. As we speak about a lot, inspiration is amazing. Inspiration gets you far, but inspiration is not what we live on. You know what? You know how a person becomes great? Through the difficulties, through the pushing, through when things are not clear. When there are those Chet HaEgels, when Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to come down and it's not clear he's not coming down, and all of a sudden they jump and they say, hey, what's going to be? That is greatness. When a person can control himself and say, I can do it. I can accomplish. I could do it. But they went just with their inspiration. And when things went wrong, they just gave into it. So we see a very big idea here. And the idea is that a person can't just go with his instinct. He has to think things through. And that was the problem of the Chetah Egel. Now, Shabbos. Hashem says, listen, I love you so much. I created the world for you. But I also have a special partner. And my partner is Shabbos. Shabbos is when a person takes a step back and he realizes, Kasher Sivcha Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and on the seventh day, he rested, he created the world on the sixth day, and the seventh day he rested. And Shabbos is an Eidus. Shabbos is a complete testimony that we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our lives. He's in our lives every single day. HaMechadesh B'tubo V'chol Yom Tamid. Every day is a new day. And He's in our lives. As we know in the Aseres HaDibros, the Meiri says that Shabbos, if you do it across, Shabbos represents the idea of Lo Sane, you shouldn't be a false witness. Why? Because when a person keeps Shabbos, he's admitting and realizing that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in his life. And we all have the ability to make Shabbos more Kadosh. We all could tap into Kedusha. We all can make Shabbos more holy. Ushmartem es haShabbos. Ushmartem is plural. L'chol echad ve'echad. Every single person can make his Shabbos greater. So how do you make Shabbos greater? Obviously, says the Torah, you got to rest. Obviously, you have to take a breather. You had a hard week. You worked hard. You brought in parnasa for your family. But Shabbos is a day of Kedusha. You know, some Rishonim say that on Shabbos, we know there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about Tefillah. Is Tefillah d'oraisa? Is Tefillah d'rabbanan? The Rambam clearly says that be'esara, in a time of tzara, it's a d'oraisa. Rishon Zalman Orbach, Rishon Beitchik clearly say that nowadays we're be'esara, we're in a time of need and are davening. But there's an amazing Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says that on Shabbos, your tefillah turns into a level of Del Reis according to everyone. Why? Because there's special Kedusha of Shabbos. Shabbos is awesome. And I think when we have more tefillahs on Shabbos. We have a Musaf. We have a complete Kriyas HaTorah. If a person is able to tap into that and be like, wow, I have Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha. I have all these Kabbalah Shabbos. How special Kabbalah to sing to Hashem. To sing to Hashem. Think about what Lecha Dodi, Shlomo Alkavas, he wrote Lecha Dodi. Because Hashem is our Dodi, and we sometimes forget it. But Hashem, He's Lecha Dodi. We bring in the Shabbos Malkasa. There's so many amazing stories about Shabbos. There was one great tzaddik that he took upon himself that on Shabbos, since Shabbos is so full of Kedusha, he's not going to sleep. 24 hours he's going to be learning. He's going to be learning 24 hours. And this was his Kabbalah. He finished Masechtas on Shabbos. Tremendous. I once heard from one of my Rebbeim, Rionison Sachs. He told me that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, his great grandfather, used to finish all Masechtas Shabbos every single Shabbos. Amazing. Amazing. And this guy, he took upon himself to be learning, not going to sleep, taking in the Kedusha of Shabbos. Okay, you have to ask your rabbi, you have to figure it out. Maybe not for everyone. But there was one time, everyone knew this, one time it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and someone had a question, something, again, whatever the issue was, and he knocked on the door, no answer. Knocked on the door again, no answer. So this is so weird. He doesn't sleep on Shabbos. Maybe he fell asleep, but I don't know, I feel like he didn't. So the man went around the door, and he went around, and he went through the back, and it turned out that this man, the tzaddik that learns doesn't go to sleep. Something out of nowhere, physically, something, he got very ill. And the only reason why he was saved is because this person saved him. Most people don't go to people's houses at 3 in the morning to ask a halachic question or whatever question he had. But Shabbos, Mekor HaBracha. And I think this is the fix-up. Kasher Sivcha Hashem. That when we tap into Shabbos and we realize how special Shabbos is, and we could all do it in different ways. Some people say extra tehillim. Some people spend more time with their family. That's also a mitzvah. Some people play board games to spend time. Keep it on the aim. Having a Shabbos Suda. All these different things, but we need to realize what we're doing. So many times we just do. And we don't realize, wow, look what we're doing. Ki Shabbos hi mekor habracha. As I say all the time, because at the end of this parsha, we read about the Sholosh Regalim. And the Sholosh Regalim, they're awesome. They're really awesome. And we know that the Regalim start with Pesach, and they go to Shavuos, and then it finishes off with the Sukkos. And Pesach, as Mefarshim explained, is that Erusin, we leave Mitzrayim, we're turning into a nation, that Erusin, the first stage of the marriage. And then we have the Nisuin. The Nisuin is the idea of the marriage, Kabbalas HaTorah. And then we have the Sukkos. Hashem says, listen, all I want for you is to dwell with me 7 days, the Sheva Brachos. All the different Sheva Brachos. And I want you to dwell. I want you to live with me. That's what I want. Because that's what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants from us. He wants our lave. He wants us to realize, wow. And this is the pshat in davening. We say in davening, v'yenuchu va. We say v'yenuchu va, representing shamor, the idea of the woman, the erusin. And then we have the idea of shach, the day, v'yenuchu vo, the man making the nisuin, getting the marriage. And then a mincha, we have v'yenuchu va. Man and woman coming together. Hashem coming together. And I think this is a pshat of the Machzis HaShekel. Why a half? Everyone, all the Bali Musa are explaining why a half. Because Hashem says, you give your half, I'll give mine. You put your best foot forward. But you really got to put your best foot forward. And I'll know if you're putting the best foot forward because I know what you're thinking. I know what's in your lave. So I'll know if you're putting your best foot forward. Are you reaching out for greatness? Or am I just relying on that inspiration? Am I going to the gym that one time and then I'm done? Or am I going day in, day out? And it's hard. Trust me, I know. It's hard to do it day in, day out. My learning, is it a consistent thing? My doing mitzvos, is it a consistent thing? Machzis HaShekel, the idea of staka. Right? The Vilna Gaon says, beautiful. Machzis HaShekel. Mem, Chet, Sadi, Yud, Tov. Sadi represents staka. If you give staka, so next to it is chai. If you don't give staka, it's mace. If you give staka, you have the ability to turn your money kedusha. You could turn your money into kedusha. Can you imagine that? By giving it over, helping someone. Nothing better than that. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, you can mice your money. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, you can even mice your time. You might see your time, a tenth of your time. We do a lot. Some people do a lot more than that, but give time to people. So this is Shabbos. Shabbos represents the idea of the physical rest, but it also represents the idea of the spirituality. And I think this is the fix-up. This is the fix-up of the Chet HaEgel. Because Chet HaEgel, We all draw conclusions and we all come up with different theories. But if we all tap in and we say, listen, the Rabbeinu Shalom has a plan. Easier said than done sometimes. But Hashem has a plan for everyone. You know, right after the Luchos were broken, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, he went back up. He had to do a whole total relearning. He had to understand because now he's dealing with a different Klal Yisrael, a Klal Yisrael that needs tshuva and kapara. And then Hashem says, you carve out, Sal Lecha, you carve out the next Luchos. The first Luchos were from Hashem. But you go and carve out the last Luchos. Says Moshe Feinstein, why? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu need to do Psal Lecha? So says Moshe Gavaldik. Because Hashem says, listen, I've given you the Torah. The Torah is so beyond our comprehension. We don't fully understand the greatness. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world. The Torah is amazing. You see people changing their lives through learning Torah. The only reason why we're around nowadays is because we learn Torah and we make Torah real. Torah is not just a law book. Right? If you go just give someone and be like, here's all the laws to do. Okay, no, they read some, they skip it. I saw others, you know, some people do that anyways. But Torah is Torah's Moshe Avdi. But it was given to us. It was given for us, for godless. And if a person realizes that he could do that. So the Chet HaEgel represents that they did what they thought. They lacked bitachon. They just jumped into things. And the Mishkan says, no, take a step back and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Take the mitzvah of Shabbos and realize that you could bring Kedusha into your Shabbos. Take the Machzis HaShekel and realize you give your half shekel, the Rabbono Shalom will give you the rest. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos. Have an amazing, amazing Parshas Kisisa. And have an amazing... This Shabbos should be more Kedusha Dik. Bezat Hashem. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos.